I'm Barbara Kahn, the Executive Director of Marketing Science Institute, or MSI. The coronavirus pandemic has caused major disruptions for businesses and in our daily lives. Changes have happened so rapidly, many companies were unprepared. MSI's annual analytics symposium, The Use of Analytics and AI in the Post-Pandemic World, will look at how artificial intelligence can be used for governance and risk mitigation, and how algorithms can be used to manage disruption in unpredictable times. Every year, MSI works with a top business school to co-host this symposium, and this year, it's the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. Joining us to give us a preview are two of the thought leaders helping with the event. Kartik Hosanagar is a professor of technology, digital business, and marketing at Wharton. Raghu Iyengar is a professor of marketing and the faculty director of Wharton Customer Analytics. Hello, Kartik and Raghu. Welcome to our podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Kartik, let me just start with you because you're one of the key speakers at the symposium. And can you tell us a little bit of an overview of what the key topic areas the event will cover?
Yeah, sure. Happy to. As you mentioned, overall, the event is focused on the use of analytics and AI in a post-pandemic world. And we're looking at three different topic areas for the event. The first one is looking at risks associated with the application of analytics in marketing and related areas, and looking at how do we mitigate those risks and what are some governance frameworks that analytics-oriented professionals should think about. Another area is around diversity and inclusion as it applies in an analytics-driven world. When we're using data, historical data, to make decisions, it's easy to pick up some of the biases that have existed in the past and to institutionalize the biases in the form of algorithms that are automating decisions. And so that's a really interesting area we're looking at. And the last one is around data mindset, and that one's focused on looking at the disruptions that have happened over the past, 6 to 9 months, and looking at the role of analytics and AI in helping managers and businesses navigate these disruptions.
So Raghu, you are head of a center, Customer Analytics Initiative, and your center is helping do this also. So can you tell us a little bit about why marketers should care about all of these topics?
I think, you know, when as Kartik just mentioned, I think AI not just is cutting across, thinking about how to hire people, but it's also about making marketing more efficient. Perhaps thinking about how AI and machine learning perhaps is even changing the customer journey. So when you talk to marketers, they're always thinking about where customers are, what are they looking for, and how would quote-unquote get them to close out the buying the product. And AI is playing a role in every part of that journey. And so picking off of what Kartik said towards the end, I think the disruption in the last 6 to 9 months just fundamentally changed how customers behave. How are they shopping? So think about the retail store, for instance. Few people are going in there. So how has AI in some sense and all the digital things that are going on, how has that changed in some sense the way customers are interacting with companies? And what can companies do proactively to hopefully help customers navigate through this pandemic?
So Kartik, can you build on what he was talking about and talk about some of the opportunities that you see from your perspective?
Yeah, absolutely. I think first of all, at this point, everyone recognizes that we're living in an information or a data age. There's so much information available about consumers. And I think that's changing consumer expectations on how they want to interact with companies. And of course, there's the disruption, as Raghu was talking about. You know, his example of retail is a great one to look at, where companies are seeing customers across so many different channels. Sometimes you might see them at the store, but increasingly you see them online across many different devices. How do you give a unified and a consistent experience to the customer across all these channels? How do we personalize the customer's journey? Because I think we're all as consumers now in a world where we each expect a one-to-one marketing. We don't want to see the same messages as our peers. We don't want to see the same products as our peers. The classic example maybe is like Netflix. You go in, log into Netflix. Even people in my own household do not want to see the same titles when we log in. Right? And we all want to see a completely different interface, a completely different experience. And so I think that's the classic challenge and opportunity for companies. I think the companies that can recognize this, embrace data, embrace analytics and machine learning, and present consumers an experience where it feels like, hey, my company is talking to you on a one-on-one basis, and it's about you and me and not the millions of other customers we have. And I think that's the game changer, and that's the opportunity for marketers.
So Raghu, can you tell us a little bit about some of the challenges or caveats in this area?
No, I think let's take the examples that Karthik brought out, which are very interesting and important examples. And I think if you take Netflix and many other companies, Spotify, for instance, which is very well known for having some amazing data scientists. I think if you think from a customer perspective, things that we were watching perhaps, things we were listening to perhaps 6 or 9 months ago, where we were listening to them, where we were watching them is perhaps different now. A lot more people are staying at home. Their habits have changed. Now, the question for many of these companies is, have these habits changed fundamentally? How sticky are these habits? Are they going to revive as perhaps more recovery happens? And so quite frequently, what you find is that machine learning models obviously learn over time, but they rely a lot on historical data. And now, as companies are thinking about all the treasure trove of data that they had, how much of it can be carried over and how much of it needs to be recalibrated, so to speak, as customers change their behavior?
Yeah, that's really an exciting thing.
Yeah, I thought I'll add to that, Barbara. You know, I think there's another kind of risk here, which is, you know, that of biases that might creep in based on what you learn from data. And one example I'll provide is, you know, right now, Facebook is in the middle of or facing a lawsuit from the Housing and Urban Development group at the government. And that lawsuit is focused on their targeting algorithms and that allow marketers, for example, to target their messages based on cultural affinity, religious affinity, and so on. And that particular lawsuit relates to housing-related ads and the ability to target that based on zip codes and ethnic and cultural affiliations. And so that's an example where it could easily be misused. Another example comes from companies that are trying to use chatbots to interact with customers, and you're automating customer service, which is great, and you get instant customer service as a consumer, but that can also backfire, as happened when one of Microsoft's chatbot, Tay, turned racist and sexist in conversations with people online. So I think the risks are manyfold, and clearly there's a big governance question that arises as a result.
Yeah, Raghu, do you have anything to add to that?
No, I think, you know, some of the work that actually Karthik has done, which he'll showcase in the conference itself, I think will have a lot of things that people might take away, the attendees in the conference. I think some things that they have to think about is obviously not every company is as big as Microsoft. And so what can they do in their own way? You know, there might be some small low-hanging fruit that they can think about. But at the same time, I think one of the takeaways that companies should be having is AI, machine learning should perhaps be part of their bigger strategy as well, which is not just thinking about one or two little kind of things that they can do, but perhaps how does it integrate to bigger decisions they have to make?
Well, that's great. Karthik, Raghu, thank you very much for giving us a little preview of this. And we welcome you to come to MSI's Analytics Symposium, the use of analytics and AI in the post-pandemic world. And MSI is doing this together with the Wharton School and the two centers that are run by the two colleagues we've been speaking to on this podcast. Raghu runs the Customer Analytics Center and Karthik runs the Artificial Intelligence Center at the Wharton School. Thank you very much for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.